Turn with me in your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 5. I've been studying this book a little bit lately, just on my own, partly because I'll be teaching that in a couple quarters at the North Carolina School of Biblical Studies, and I came across this passage. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 5 is the second time that the Ten Commandments are found. We find it in also in Exodus chapter 20, when it's initially given at Mount Sinai. And here Moses is giving his final address to the Israelites, the second generation to come out of Egypt. All those who are 20 and over, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb, had died in the wilderness wanderings because of their unfaithfulness, because of their complaining, because of their unbelief. And so it come to find out that Moses has to reiterate a lot of the commands that he had given before. He wants to renew the covenant with this new generation of Israelites who were about to embark upon the conquest of Canaan. And here in verse 1, he starts this section, chapter 5, starts the section of Deuteronomy that talks about the laws, the stipulations of the covenant between God and the Israelites. And this very first verse, he says, "And Moses called all Israel and said to them, 'Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn them and be careful to observe them.'" That is a command not just to the Israelites, but in a sense, it is a command to us as well. It is a command to all people. Strictly speaking, right here in this passage, it's directed to the Israelites, and we understand that. You know, the Ten Commandments directed to the Israelites, of course. But once we get to the concept of what the law is and what to whom it's applied, now the New Testament law, in any event, is applied to all mankind. Everyone on the earth is under the new covenant law. And so here we see in Deuteronomy chapter 5 the principle of handling God's law, of handling what God has taught the people. And the first thing, there are three things that he tells them to do in this passage. First is to hear. Where have we heard that before? Romans 10:17, right? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? Hearing is the first thing that we are to do. In this passage, there is he addresses it. "Hear, O Israel." Galatians chapter 6, one of the last verses, he addresses the Galatian Christians. He calls them the Israel of God. That's who we are. We are spiritual Israel now. And so we can apply this to understand that we are the people that are being addressed, indirectly, of course, and in the sense that we can take application from this passage in Deuteronomy chapter 5. So, hear, O Israel, listen to what God has to say. What are we to listen to? It says here, "the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today." Now, clearly, for the Israelites at this time, he's talking about the Ten Commandments, what's about to be said, and of course the rest of the book. Listen to what I have to say, the statutes and the judgments. Well, today, we have, again, the New Testament that we are under to follow. We need to hear it, to listen to it. The covenant that we have been placed under in this Christian age. So we need to hear it, but not just hear it. Because we can hear something and it goes in one ear and out the other, right? It's pretty easy to hear something and we just kind of forget what you just said. I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I heard you, but I mean, how many people do you suppose come to worship with us every Sunday and they heard me, but they didn't really learn anything? Maybe you're like that. not all the time, but maybe one Sunday you heard everything that was said, but it didn't really apply it. It didn't really stick with you. That might be the case. I'm not going to blame you. Sometimes I'm boring. I don't know. But seriously, though, he says to hear, and then he says that you may learn them. Not only listen to it, not only to hear what is being said, not to only hear the statutes and the judgments, but to learn them. How do you know you've learned something? You ever read a book and you just finish a paragraph and you think to yourself, now what did I just read? And then you think, I have no idea. I need to go back and read that paragraph again. That happens to me more times than I care to admit. I didn't learn anything by the end of that paragraph, so I reread it to make sure I've learned what that paragraph is trying to say. That's what we have to do with God's word, with the statutes and the judgments that he has given to us. Not only to hear it, not only to learn it, but also to apply it. And that's the last point. To hear it, to learn it. And then he says, and be careful to observe them. Do it. Do it. In James chapter 1, I love the image that he gives there in verse, I believe it's verse 22, around there somewhere. He says that, do not be a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. And then he goes into this illustration of someone looking through a mirror and looking away and forgetting what manner of man he is. Forgetting what he looked like. That's what we're like if we come to worship on Sundays and even on Wednesdays, and we don't allow the word to mold us, to change us. We can hear it. We might even be able to learn it. But if we don't apply it, what good does it do us? If we don't observe it and do the word, it's so important to follow that. So the three points in this section, let us hear it, let us learn it, and let us do it. Let us apply it. And doing that, the scriptures, if we hear the gospel preached and we learn what it has to say, we're going to observe it. And the gospel tells us how we can obey that gospel, right? We can obey that gospel by repenting of our sin. Well, believing in him first. Of course, you're not going to do the rest if you don't believe in him. Believe in him. Repent of our sins. Turn away from them. Follow the things that are written in the covenant that we are under, the new covenant of Christ, the New Testament. Obey them. Repent of our sins. Confess his name. And be baptized for the remission of our sins. That's what the Bible says. That's what the New Testament tells us to do in order for us to be saved. I encourage you, if that's something that you need to do, I'm fairly sure that everyone who's accountable here in this room has done that. But for those who are watching with us online, if you are among those who would like to do that, let us know that as well. We want to help everybody to obey the gospel, because heaven is much too important to miss. Heaven is far too important. So I encourage you to do that this evening if you have the opportunity. And if you need to come forward and ask for forgiveness of something or confess something before the congregation, I encourage you to do that as well. If you need to ask for prayers of the congregation, if you need to make things right with God and you want our help, please let us do that. Let us help you this evening as we stand and as we sing.